What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
And thank you for listening to The Katie Halper Show. You can hear The Katie Halper Show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on WBAI, that's 99.5 FM, or WBAI.org. You can also find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, where you can rate and review us, which we'd love for you to do. On today's episode, I speak to media critic and writer Adam Johnson about two pieces that he wrote for FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. NPR runs IDF playbook, spinning killings of 17 Palestinians. The other one is called Snipers Shooting Unarmed People at 100 Meters Isn't a Clash. Adam also hosts the very good podcast, Citations Needed, which you can find on SoundCloud and iTunes and Patreon. To hear my extended interview with Adam, make sure that you become Patreon members. And to do that, just go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. So, Adam, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. You have a really great piece at FAIR called NPR Runs IDF Playbook, Spinning Killing of 17 Palestinians. Now, by the time that we run this, it's of course possible that even more Palestinians will have been killed. We have 9 more who were killed at another protest.
Well, the NPR piece, it's pretty gross. Their correspondents always live in Israel. They never live in Palestine. They're always Israeli or American. They're never Palestinian, let alone, you know, or God forbid, you know, Arab. Their lead correspondent for years had a kid in the IDF. It's very common for them to have a very pro-Israel bias, way more so than any other publication, really, quite honestly. And they had a correspondent on who repeated all these IDF claims, or I should say that the host of NPR,
Ari Shapiro, the guest was Daniel Estrin.
NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us now on the line from Jerusalem. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Ari.
Yeah, so Ari Shapiro repeated IDF claims about firebombs that, again, has yet to be proven by anyone.
Tens of thousands of people in Gaza answered the militant group Hamas's call to protest. They threw rocks and firebombs near the border fence with Israel. On the other side, Israeli troops assembled.
And then asked Daniel Estrin,
explain why this violence broke out today.
He repeated that
Israel responded to Palestinians throwing firebombs
without qualification, no IDF says. And then he went on to say that Hamas organized the protest.
It was billed as an independent Palestinian protest campaign, but actually Hamas, which controls Gaza, was a driving force. It called from mosque loudspeakers, encouraging people to gather at the border.
And then he said Hamas seized power of Gaza.
Hamas took control of Gaza by force a decade ago.
Which isn't really true. They won an election in 2006, and there was an attempt to effectively overthrow them by Fatah. So that even that was kind of misleading. So there's this constant instinct to sort of militarize the entire population by talking about Hamas nonstop ad nauseum.
Israel says Hamas is responsible for what happened today. It says Hamas endangered Palestinians' lives by encouraging them to go to the border area to a hostile zone. And Israeli military officials had been warning Palestinians on social media for days not to go there, arguing that that Hamas was trying to distract Palestinians from their real everyday problems that they face in Gaza.
The IDF repeatedly claimed they had Molotov cocktails, an assertion repeated both by NPR and the Washington Post editorial board. But there's no actual video or photographic evidence of this. Hamas says they do not use firebombs or Molotov cocktails, but have permitted the use of rocks. Of course, rocks are not something that's very sexy. People wouldn't really take rocks seriously. When you start throwing out words like firebomb, as NPR did, then you sort of, it looks like they're being bombed.
Israel responded to Palestinians throwing rocks, firebombs, burning tires.
They threw rocks and firebombs near the border fence with Israel.
But of course, they're not really being bombed at all, because there is no firebombs. Even if there were, they're still Molotov cocktails. They're relatively Bush League. And then they tried some goofy argument that the burning tires, which the Palestinians were using to prevent snipers from picking them off, as a form of self-defense, right, that the tires were bad for the environment.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, this was an argument used by the Israeli government and pro-Israel partisans, that the tire fumes were bad for the environment.
That's the justification, actually, for the occupation, is that once Palestinians stop burning tires, Israel will be happy to negotiate. And there'll be a two-state solution.
Well, yeah, there's always some infinitely regressive goalpost they have to. So, like, you know, they have to renounce violence. And so Hamas takes a day off and basically does a nonviolent protest, with the exception of some rocks.
Right.
Oh, and that's actually, now that's a tool. So and BDS is, you know, according to the Israeli defense minister, is a form of terrorism. There's never an appropriate form of resistance. There's always some other thing they have to do.
Totally.
Because the point is that they're never supposed to have it, their own state or their own nation, because if they ever have meaningful autonomy and any meaningful power, they know that they suspect, fairly or not, that they would probably want their land back. And Israel's not giving them their land back that they stole from them, because they don't want to, and they're radical Zionists. So the Palestinians will live forever in subjugation, because that's precisely where their occupying force wants them. The general ethos is that they always have to militarize Palestinians, whereas anytime there's violence visited upon Israelis, they're always civilianized. They're always seen as innocent people just hanging out, despite the fact that, of course, Israel has universal conscription, virtually. Unless you're ultra-Orthodox, ultra-religious, then you don't have to be. And you see this a lot with Lebanon as well. Repeatedly, you'll see the term Hamas stronghold or Hezbollah stronghold. In 2015, when ISIS bombed a shopping mart in South Beirut, you know, looks like a shopping mart you would see anywhere, in Paris or in Greece, full of nothing but civilians. The ISIS blew it up, killed, I think, about 40 or about 50 something people, and Anne Barnard, the New York Times correspondent in Beirut, who somehow doesn't speak Arabic, even though she's been the New York Times correspondent in Beirut for 15 years, but that's a different story. She said ISIS bombs Hezbollah stronghold. So terms like this, terms like stronghold, are constantly used to sort of militarize what is civilian populations. These were women, children, grandmothers shopping at a market. But when you hear Hezbollah stronghold, it sounds like ISIS is somehow firing on, you know, a Hezbollah military camp or some such. And so time and time again, you see Arabs and Muslims, that their mere existence is militarized. And you see this with the way in which people try to treat Hamas as the alpha and omega of resistance within Gaza, and everyone is a member of Hamas. And Hamas is sort of centered as the mover and director of these protests, when that's really not the case. That largely civil society organized them. Hamas joined in and sort of helped out in many ways. But ultimately, if there was no Hamas tomorrow, these protests would almost certainly still be happening.
And to hear the rest of my interview with Adam Johnson, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. And you can also find Adam on Twitter, where his handle is AdamJohnsonNYC. Thanks so much for listening to The Katie Halper Show. See you next week.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.